Welcome back, everyone, to This Week in ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined by the coach of one of the hottest teams in the country coming off a big trip to the Rocky Mountains, the Yale Bulldogs. We've got Coach Keith Delane. Coach, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us this week.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bernie. I look forward to it.
Well, Coach, the Yale team last weekend ventured to Colorado. Took on a couple of highly ranked opponents, in particular the Denver Pioneers, and came away with a couple of victories, both in overtime. And it seems like that your Yale team has been building up to a big weekend such as that, and you have to be very pleased, I'm sure, with the performance in coming away with two wins on the road.
Yeah, you know, I really like I like the two that they come to the rink with every single day, and you know, for us to be successful, it needs to be a team game. And if you look at last weekend, we scored 8 goals, and we had 8 different goal scorers. So we used 2 goaltenders, we used 7 defensemen. So everyone was involved, and that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, looking at your offense, that was certainly a plus as you came into this season, having 3 30-point scorers returning from a year ago. And those guys have certainly been prominent on the score sheet once again with Lagunier Agostino and Miller. Agostino coming in with the game-winning goal, and Lagunier also having a big weekend offensively for you.
Yeah, you need big players. I mean, Miller also had a good weekend, and, you know, we had a senior third-line winger, Josh Balsh, who scored the game winner in overtime against Colorado College on Saturday night. So everyone chipped in.
And you mentioned about the goaltending, the guy that was the starter a year ago, Jeff Malcolm. You mentioned that you had 2 goaltenders. You also have a very promising young goalie that's come in to work in the rotation.
Well, you know, last weekend we used the 2 senior goaltenders, Nick Maricich and Jeff Malcolm.
But, oh, Maricich, yeah, that's right, the other senior, yep.
Yeah, so they're both senior goaltenders. They're in the class together, and you know, we feel comfortable going with either one of them, which is a nice luxury.
Yeah, indeed the case. And as you looked at the opponents last week, and of course with the program having attained the NCAA tournament here in recent memory and having had the opportunity to play on the big stage, seeing teams like Denver and Colorado, a little bit more commonplace, a little bit more familiarity for you to make that type of trip with the Yale program.
Yeah, you know, we've been able to make a nice trip almost every year. You know, we actually played at Colorado College and Air Force a couple of years ago, and then we were at Wisconsin in their tournament. And, you know, we're going to be up to Boston College later in this season. So it's good for us. We have a limited number of non-league games. It's only 7, and we try to spread them out around the country.
Yeah, looking at the performance of your team so far, been asking all the Ivy League coaches when I've had the opportunity for their opinion as far as the Ivy Showcase. It seems like that would be a pretty good thing where there are some additional restrictions for you in the Ivy League that you have that opportunity to kind of get started on an equal footing as opposed to playing some of the teams that might have already had 2 or 3 weekends under their belt.
I mean, that's the premise behind it, Bernie, you know, and I think it does the job that way because you play 2 Ivy opponents in the first weekend of the season when most of the other country is 2.5 to 3 weeks ahead of us. I think the drawback of the Ivy shootout, yep, and one of the things that we're looking at closely here is that you have 2 home games every 4 years. Mm. You know, a place like this where we sell out every home game, that's kind of a bitter pill to swallow.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a situation where it does limit you on the other end. You take a look at the ECAC race so far, and it's been a couple of the usual suspects near the top, but there's always some teams that maybe are a little bit more unexpected. You've got a stretch now coming up where you have the opportunity to play your next 4 at home. You mentioned the friendly confines of the always-packed Ingles Rink, beginning with your travel partner. A quick assessment of a Brown team, and probably had an opportunity to look at a little bit when you were there for the showcase, but haven't been opposed on the ice yet.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that always plays us tough. You know, I think the key aspects of the Brown hockey team are that they have speed, they play hard, they pursue the puck, they pressure the puck, and they generally get good goaltending. So they're never an easy opponent to face, home or on the road.
And that'll be followed by Rensselaer. You've got RPI, you've got Union coming up, and then UMass out of the conference. a good time, obviously, before the you take a little break there for the holidays. Key point in the schedule for you, Coach, to pick up some points in these next three.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to, we've got four games in the next really week and a half, and then we've got exams and then Christmas. So, you know, we're looking at this as putting a big push on here as we head into the holidays. And but at the same time, right now our focus is on Brown.
Absolutely. Coach, anything at this point in the season as you look at the development of your team and coming off the type of weekend that you've had, anything that's really kind of surprised you particularly, or has this team basically started to come along in the manner that you would like to see them develop at this point, obviously enjoying the success that they had on the road last week?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say, Bernie, that anything particularly surprises me. I guess the thing that pleases me the most is the way our guys approach each and every single day. They come to the rink ready to work, eager to get better, both individually and as a group. And if we can maintain that attitude as we get through the season here, it will be a tough team come playoff time.
And, Coach, you talked about the fact that you did return some pretty prolific offense from a year ago. The two senior goaltenders with Jeff Malcolm leading the way. Your defense, you lost a couple of key guys from last year. You look at guys like Kevin Peel. Just as far as the development of the decor in front of those veteran netminders so far this season.
Well, I think it's been outstanding. You know, we've generally played three freshman defensemen out of six. I think every night but one that we've put our lineup up this year. And I think all three freshmen, they're different, but they've done a great job for us. And we do expect that they'll be much better in February than they are right now.
And that is certainly the plan, building and being able to bring the team around and bring the team along accordingly. Coach, want to wish you the best of luck. Your travel partner on Saturday with the Brown Bears and a couple of more at home. And you know that Ingles will be packed and should be some particular, I think, enthusiasm after coming off the big weekend that you had last weekend in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I think our guys are looking forward to having a home game, and I think our local fans are looking forward to seeing our hockey team. So it'll be a great night.
Thanks very much, Coach Keith Lane, the Yale Bulldogs, joining us here on This Week in ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.